Last week on WWA Superstars...
Kavanaugh is trapped! Oh my god, wait a minute, fans! He's climbing the cage! Kavanaugh is climbing the cage with one arm! And Vasalva's instructing Righteous to finish what he started! The fans now all get to their feet as Rick Righteous climbs the steel structure! And I have a bad feeling in my bones about this! Righteous is healthy! Kavanaugh is hurt! Righteous is meeting Kavanaugh at the top of the cage! He's pulling him by the hair! Look at Rick unload with a sweet super kick! That topples Kavanaugh head over heels! And at the bottom of the ring, good lord almighty, folks, Daryl Bischoff is now stacking tables one on the other, and I don't believe it. Rick Righteous is now kicking the god holy hell out of the history maker at the top of the cage. And wait, what is that smell? Wait, what is that smell? Why is those stunner at the top of the cage? Not Kavanaugh out. My god, that smell is gasoline. Daryl Bischoff has now lit the tables on fire. There's three stacks, one on top of the other, and Righteous is giving the neutral thumb towards Bischoff. Daryl points his thumb down and taking Kavanaugh by the head. Righteous motions towards the tables. Good, no Rick, God, no Rick. It's 20 feet below. Bischoff, you son of a bitch. Here comes the pain. Oh, Kavanaugh off the cell and down through the three tables. Good lord almighty, Michael C. Guy Kavanaugh has just crashed through three flaming tables from 20 feet high in the air. And listen to this place completely go insane. Holy shit is right. And folks, without a shadow of a doubt, that was the most extreme spot in this company's history.
Located in the backyard of Mike Johnson and Terrence Keith Scott Park. We are completely sold out. And after last month's iPay-per-view last right, I don't think there's a question in anyone's mind that the eWrestling.org company and WWA is not only simply the best, but where the big boys play too. Fans, with the additions of Matt McClain, Mike Johnson, and Johnny X, there are some here in WWA who feel Mr. Petit isn't close to done raising the bar here when it comes to his unbelievably talented roster. Everywhere you go in the industry, people are buzzing about the bizarre death of Jack Raven and the suicidal fall by former World Heavyweight Champion Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh. In one night, Daryl Bischoff and Rick Righteous not only claimed the careers of the Black Knight, but they also established themselves as the most dominant force in WWA today. Speaking of Bischoff, tonight the Boy Wonder will be rewarded for his violence by getting a shot to regain his WWA Heavyweight Championship from around the waist of Absolute Lee Real. I don't have to hype Lee Real because the bottom line is this: Lee Real equals ratings. And in just a few moments, we're going to step into the ring where the WWA Heavyweight Champion will get a chance to showcase his very first edition of The Real World. But that's not all we have in store for you tonight. Although Mike Morrison suffered his first loss in WWA at last night, since Derek Keeps Up Parts, our brand new World Television Champion, Morrison will not look past his misfortune. Tonight, he is dead set focused on beating Rick Righteous and becoming our new World Heavyweight Champion. Also on the show, the man we just mentioned, Derek T-Top Park, will do battle with Matt McClain for the Television Championship of the World, while Billy Ray locks horns in a hardcore match with Johnny X. And finally, let's not forget about the match that will be a main event in any federation anywhere in the world today.
Mike Johnson as he goes toe-to-toe with WWE's resident psycho, Chris Roar. This show is sizzling from opener to main event, but before we get started, let's go to the ring for Lee Reel's new segment. It's time for the Highlight Reel. Here comes the man with the gift for Dan. It's the WWE Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Reel, and this place has to come unglued. Down the aisle to this tremendous target center pop, Reel flips into the ring, side horse style, and taking a bow to each side of the ring. Is this the function of what?
Welcome to the Reel World. Interview here tonight, but since this is my show, I'm going to take this time to talk about my matchup later tonight. Daryl, you call yourself the future, but you're fading fast. You call yourself Superman? Well, get ready to meet your crippler. You fancy yourself a beast? Well, I will be the Beastmaster who tames you. You may be younger, quicker, stronger, and you may have won the Olympics. But that all means nothing till I have something you no longer have. I have passion, drive, heart, and the will to win. You're forced to be here. I'm here by choice. I want to do this, and I will do what I do best. And I step into the ring and win. I'm a winner, Daryl. And all these fans know it. That's why they chant my name. When you use wrestling as a stepping stone to try to further your movie career, I wrestle to be the best wrestler today and forever. While you seek the money, I do this for the fans and their applause. While you so carelessly throw away your talent and misuse your abilities, the ones that got you the Olympic gold medal, I bust my ass making use of everything I have. You may be quicker, stronger and younger, but I am still better. I am better because, unlike you, I'm not wasted potential, still calling myself the future after 5 years. I've achieved my potential, and I'm right here and now. I am the WEWA, and I always have been and always will be. Others can plaster their faces on a banner, but the marquee is and will always be Lee Reel. Now, to the task at hand, this little interview segment here, in a moment I'll be bringing in a man who is carving the path of destruction to the WEWA roster. A man who thinks taking people out will get him to the top. A man who likes to stick his nose in my business, which is a mistake. A man who doesn't even know who he is anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you my guest tonight, the Midnight Crier, Chris.
As a hideous laughter echoes around the arena and through our speakers, it's time for the WWE's resident lunatic, Chris Ross, to grace Lee Reel's very first edition of The Highlight Reel. Look, folks, it's no secret that these two men hate each other. And when I was first told about this show, it didn't surprise me one bit. Look, Lee Reel is all about ratings, and having the most hated foe on his very first show, well, folks, that in my book equals ratings. As the crowd continues to rumble, the curtain parts, and out steps the Midnight Rider, Chris Ross, as he makes his way down to the ringside area. And you know what, folks? Here he is. It's the WWA's newest weasel. Here comes Chemo Newton by his side. I believe it was on our last Superstar show where Chemo Newton himself mocked Jack Craven after he was rushed to the hospital and later pronounced dead that night. Today, Chemo Newton has refused to apologize and was quoted as saying, "If Jack Craven dies, don't blame Ross. Blame Craven for being one of the worst wrestlers in professional wrestling." Newton said that if you look at the replay carefully, you can see Craven actually pulling himself out of position during the wipeout, thus causing Craven to hit his own head on the steel post, down through the table in an awkward position. Well, folks, that was all she wrote. And I'm going to go on record saying that Newton just might have a very good argument for what happened. As both men enter the ring right now, you can see that half the crowd is for Ross and half the crowd is against him. He truly is a man without an identity. Let's go to the ring and let's go to the highlights here.
Pick up the pace, jack up, oompa loompa, and get in the ring. Have a show host here.
As Chris Ross comes into the center of the ring, you can see Chemo Newton jumping up and down him like a Mexican jumping bean. And I gotta tell you something, folks, the tension is so thick in here that you can actually cut it with a knife.
Glad you made it, God boy. But what's with the cat man? What's he doing here? Is he going to climb on my eyeballs? He's my trainer. You got a problem with that mule? Trainer? This is talk, son. Not a match. You need someone to train you how to speak? I don't think so. So with Dave Newton, get out of my ring. You are not needed here. Then why don't the stupid hooker leave too? She's not needed here either. Ross, Ross, Ross. I don't see a mother in the ring, so I'm afraid I will not be able to remove her from it. Now I know you need a little bad Newton to hold your hand, but it's time to be a big boy and do your own interviews. This is my show, and I make the rules. Get out of here, Chemo, now. Now, Rossi Poo, I understand you're having a lot of trouble remembering who you are, so I'm going to give you a little assistance. You see, you were, you are, and you will always be nothing, regardless of gimmick, attire, management, training, name, whether you wear eyeshadow or not, or any other insignificant crap, because you just can't get the job done.
Oh yes, Leo. Like always, never failing to amuse me with your stupid shit. You really think it's fun, don't you? Am I the only person that noticed you're the only person laughing? Look at what I have done. Look at what everyone has made me do. Tom Rockwell, Madeline Randall, Derek Parks, Sarah Richards, Michael Kavanaugh, Mike Morrison, Joey Evangelisto, Chris Young, hell, even yourself and your old man. They all were victims of me.
Yawn. Victims are getting bored of, I see. Ooh, scary man. Beat up on old men and a helpless girl and an untrained wrestler. Oh, you got the better of me. And so was the other guys, but it looks to me like you are far from taking anyone out. You've never beaten me or Morrison and DCP, their cheap shot artist. He's back. Oh, in fact, didn't you lose a mask that no longer allows you to challenge for the television title? I think you did, Bucko. You're sounding a lot like Righteous making claims of taking people out who are not taken out. But I wanted to let that slide, because you're a little cuckoo. I brought you out here to try and help you remember who you are. Remember the youth? You were the Hawaiian shirt-wearing freak of nature. A fairly redundant name, considering that you have to be a freak of nature to think wearing one of these is cool. But I'll forgive you. Look how ridiculous I look in this. You think your little ass look any better than this? I mean, a woman would have to be blind to love someone who would wear this. By the way, how's Melinda doing? You got engaged yet? Set a date? Here you go, big guy. A big tissue for a big guy. It's okay to cry. Let it all out. Feel more comfortable hiding in a corner. There's a force around us here because we're in a square and all. So be my guest. No, I don't think Melinda would like a guy who cries. But then again, she can't see you. Now can she?
You know damn well that I am not scared of you. You know what I did to you 2 weeks ago? Do you think I would hold back from snapping your neck like a twig? You think it's fun getting pleasure out of my pain? Do you even know what goes through my head? Hell, I don't even know what goes through my head. I'm no Hawaiian show-wearing freaking nature. I'm no Midnight Rider. I'm the man with no identity.
I believe what goes through your head is called air. And as far as you being nobody, I agree, and I have known for quite some time, Mr. Denial. You can't beat me, you can't take me out, and you will never be as good as me. But let me put it into a way you'll understand. Oompa loompa oompa dee doo, Lee Effingreal is better than you. Oompa loompa loompa dee dee, you have no chance to ever be me. Whoa, whoa, easy there, big guy. You know you can't touch me. I can't touch you. Stop throwing your little fit for a second and answer me this. Why do you suck so much?
Why must you always be this way, Rio? Why must you always mock me? Do you think it's funny? Do you think you are a big man?
Quite clearly, you're the big man. I think I'm Rio. In fact, I know I'm Rio because I know who I am. And yes, I do think it's funny. Oompa Loompa. And I must mock you because, if you must know, it tickles me on the inside to know that it bothers you. Now go find your little friend and sing a little song and do a little dance for Willy Wonka.
The only thing in this ring that's a joke is you. You like torturing me, don't you? Listen to me, you son of a bitch. You were only angry because I absolutely destroyed you in our last confrontation. Hell, Rio, who is the one who ended up in the emergency room? I believe that was you.
Ooh, looks like somebody using that big boy voice. Are you going to wipe me out, Brian?
Oh, no. I'm not going to wipe you out. See, I know you wouldn't care if I wiped you out.
Oh my god! Ross just wiped out Homeless Bob, and Lee Real immediately attacked! Left to the right, to the left, to the right! WWE Security floods the ring, and what I tell you? It's like a powder keg in there! Kingo just hit Real in the back with the steel chair, and all hell is breaking loose inside the ring! Look at Ross crawling towards Real, but the security guard just won't let him get another piece of the Canadian Super God! Uh-oh, Ross has managed to get the microphone, and folks, we're going to go back to the ring.
See, Rio, I am smarter than I look. Let me ask you this. How does it feel now that your little girlfriend got hurt and you failed to protect her? You'll understand how I feel. Thank you.